One of the couples who was married under the ACT's now defunct same-sex marriage law were a couple from Sydney, Kylie Gwynn and Annette Kendiff. The pair married yesterday. They were only wed for a total of 20 hours and their vows were effectively annulled by the High Court decision. And I'm joined by one of the couple, Annette Kendiff, now. Annette, thank you very much for joining us. I imagine you're very disappointed with this, but it's been coming. There's been a lot of speculation that precisely this would happen. Are you surprised?
I think, you know, that we went into it with our eyes open. We thought that there was a possibility that this would happen. And I think it's probably, you know, the first step, hopefully, in a series of steps towards marriage equality. But, of course, yeah, it's disappointing. We had a really joyful day yesterday and we're surrounded by people who love us and who we love. And so, and it was just, we just had a really lovely time and got to do something that was important to both of us and I think to our families and our friends, which is evidenced by the fact that they all came from all over the place at very short notice to you know, for us to be able to do it. So, yeah, I think it is disappointing, but it's okay. We still had a really very beautiful day yesterday and we still said those things in front of people.
Take us through your thinking. If you knew this was likely to happen, why did you decide to go ahead anyway?
So I didn't know it was likely to happen. I understood that there were kind of a variety of options that were available, so I didn't know that it was certain. We have always said that when and if the legislation changed, that we would get married. And that we have two boys, 14-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy, and the 14-year-old in particular has indicated for a long time that he'd like us to get married, and when the legislation changed in New Zealand, he was saying, let's go. And so it's quite unlike us, really, to kind of throw ourselves into it the way that we did, but we did. We just felt like it was an opportunity and we should grab it and kind of grab the joy. I think that life is a series of milestones and rites of passage, and our family, like all families, celebrates all of those. We do christenings and we do, you know, birthdays and we do Christmas and we do New Year's, and this is one of them and one that's not been there for us. And we didn't want to do a civil ceremony or those sorts of things. We wanted to do something that was legal. We wanted to have that legal recognition. So when the opportunity came, we put in the papers, we set the date before we knew about where the High Court challenge was going to land. We didn't know that the day would be today, that the High Court challenge would come down when we'd set the date, and so it's just a coincidence that it's only 20 hours. But it was a case of just celebrating joy, I think.
Well, do you feel like anything's changed?
In terms of me or in terms of the world?
Well, your relationship. I mean, you've had the wedding, you've gone through the ceremony, you had that day. Now,
decision. You know, Kylie and I have been in a relationship for a very long time. We've been together 11 years, been raising kids for a long time.
Right, so what changes now?
We're really committed to each other. And so I think that in reality, it would be the same as if the federal government came out tomorrow and said that marriage didn't exist for anybody. It's not going to, you know, another couple that's been together 11 or years, or another couple who's been together 2 years or 25 years, if the federal government came out and said we no longer have marriage, that wouldn't deter their love or their commitment to each other. It's not marriage, it's not the legislation that makes people choose whether they love each other or whether they're committed to each other. That's a choice that people make.
Well, it's an interesting thought experiment, because I think I'm married. If the government abolished marriage tomorrow, I don't think it would make an iota of difference to me. Obviously, I'm in a very different circumstance. I'm not fighting for the right to get married. But given that it would affect, well, I suppose, neither of our relationships, why does it matter?
Well, it does, doesn't it? Because we do it. We do it as a rite of passage. We do it to declare it in front of people. We do it to have our relationships recognised within our country and within our state. And so it's a legal recognition. It's a public recognition. And it says in achieving marriage equality, it says that my relationship is no different to any other relationship. And I have lots of friends who are in heterosexual relationships who've chosen not to get married, and you know, I don't see that as an indication of, I don't necessarily have a hierarchy in terms of saying, well, you know, married people are more committed than non-married people. But I think that There's every reason to celebrate relationships and commitment to each other, and that there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do that, regardless, you know, there's two consenting adults, and it should be a choice that people have the opportunity to do. And it felt amazing yesterday to stand in front of everybody and say those things. And as I said, we've been together a long time, and so it wasn't a surprise to anybody that we loved each other. It wasn't a surprise to anybody that we'd made a commitment to each other, but it certainly was a really fantastic thing to do and know that it was legal. And to get that certificate felt fantastic.
I'm sure you're familiar with all of the arguments within the marriage equality movement about this legislation, and some people saying it was doomed to fail and that the ACT government got it wrong, that they made the wrong legal decision. They pressed ahead with a law that was doomed to fail. There was another option open to them. Do you think the ACT government got it wrong?
I think the ACT government has allowed a week of love stories, and that...
Well, they could have allowed endless love stories, though. That's the point.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know that, and you don't know that, and nobody knows that. I think it's the first step, and good on them for being brave and ready to do it and to take that on the, you know, to take that opportunity. And there's been a lovely week, and hopefully that has, and listening to all those stories of people who have been, you know, committing themselves to each other over the last week, hopefully that might make people see that the world doesn't come to an end and that other people's marriages aren't affected in any way or form by other people choosing to marry. Mm. And if you don't want to be married to a gay person, then don't. But,
yes.
You know, I think it doesn't impact on anybody else's marriage. Me getting married yesterday changed no other marriage.
Good to get your perspectives, Annette. Thank you very much for your time. That's Annette Kendiff, one half of a couple who married yesterday under the ACT same-sex marriage law. That marriage lasted all of 20 hours or so. Nothing to do with the relationship.